Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 89, the last of the third book of Sefer Tehillim. It's a long one. Malbim introduces this long psalm by stating that it was written in exile, and it speaks about the covenant between God and the house of David, which was then rejected and annulled since there's no longer a ruler from the house of David in Israel. It describes the nature of how God rules the world, which is based on kindness and faith, or truth. And these two pillars also apply to the covenants between God and nation, as well as between God and individuals. The psalmist cries out at how kindness and truth still exist in how God runs the world, but the relationship with his people, Israel, and specifically the house of David, is destroyed, punctured, desolate, no more. Maskele itana ezrachi. Chasdei Adonai olam ashira, l'dor v'dor odia emunatcha b'fi. Ki amarti olam chesed yibaneh, shamayim tachin, אמונתך בהם, קראתי ברית לבחירי, נשבעתי לדוד עבדי, עד עולם אכין זרעך, ועניתי לדור ודור, כסאך סלע. A maskil of Eitan the Ezrachite. I will sing of the constant love of the Lord forever with my mouth, I will make known your faithfulness. I have said, the world is built on love, your faithfulness shall be established in the heavens. I've made a covenant with my chosen, I've sworn to David my servant, your seed shall establish forever. And build your throne for generations. The beginning of the psalm fleshes out the ideas of Malbim, as I quoted before, as it begins to speak of God's world created through kindness and the covenant with David, his servant. Beshov galav ata tishabchem, or besog galav ata tishabchem. The heavens praise your wonders. Who in the skies can be compared to the Lord? God is greatly feared in the assembly of the holy ones. O Lord God, who is like you? Your rule of the raging sea, where its waves rise, you still them. Four verses describe God's greatness in terms of holiness. Nobody is compared to God, not in spirit, not in faith, not in power. It then continues, Atat dikata kechalal rahav bizro azcha pizarto ivecha. You've trampled down rahav like carrion. You've scattered your enemies with your strong arm. Lecha shamayim maflecha eretz tevel mloa ata yisabtam. The heavens are yours, the earth is yours. You've founded the world and all that's in it. Tzafon v'yamina tavaratam tavor v'charmon b'shimcha yiraneinu. The north and the south, you have created them. Tavor and Harmon shall rejoice in your name. L'chazroa im gvura ta'oz yadcha tarum yiminecha, tzedek mishpat nichon kisecha, chesed ve'emet yikadnu panecha. You have a mighty arm, strong in your hand, high as your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and truth shall go before you. These verses turn directly to God, speaking his praise in first person. You, or to you, l'cha and ata appear six times. And the rest of the verses speak to God, praising his righteousness and justice, kindness and truth. Then the psalmist turns to those who are engaged in praising God daily. Ashrei am yodei tura, Adonai b'or p'nechi aleichun, b'shimcha yigilun kol hayom, v'tzidchotcha yarumu, ki tiferet uzamu ata, v'tzoncha tarum karneinu, l'kilalamei maginine, l'kdosh Yisrael malkeinu. Happy is the people who know in the joyful sound. They shall walk in the light of your countenance. In your name they shall rejoice all the day. In your righteousness they shall be exalted. For you are the glory of their strength, and you are the favor of the horn shall be exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord. For obvious reasons, the word Truah, these verses are recited in the Rosh Hashanah service immediately subsequent to the blowing of the shofar. It praises not God, but those who sing God's glories. For in doing so, they themselves become glorified and protected. The Mizmor continues, Az dibarte b'chazon l'chasidecha. Then you spoke in a vision to your pious one. And you said, "Shiviti Israel Gibor Harimoti Bachur Me'am Matzati David Abdi B'Shemin Kotchi Meshachti V'Shei Yadi Tikon Imo Afzori Tamtzenu Lo Yasi Oyevbo V'Navla Lo Yanenu V'Chatoti Mipanav Tzarav V'Fanev Egof V'Emunati V'Chazdi Imo V'Shmi Torum Karno V'Samti B'Yam Yado V'Narot Yimino V'Yikreni Avi Atai La Eli V'Tzur Yeshuati Afari Bachur Et Neo Elyon L'Malchei Eretz L'Olam." Quoting God in this vision, I've found David my servant with my holy oil. I anointed him With my hand I establish him, I strengthened him. The enemy will not affect him, wickedness will not afflict him. I will beat down his enemies before his face. My faithfulness and my loving kindness shall be with him. I will set his hand unto the sea and his right hand to the rivers. He shall cry to me, you are my father, my God, my rock of my salvation. I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. His seed will endure forever. In this section, the psalmist quotes David. Quotes God, talking about his electing David as king and the promises he made for his servant. No enemies would stand before David, no harm would befall them. God's faithfulness and kindness will walk before the king. David will call him my father, the rock of my salvation. God says, I will forever guard him. My covenant will never be broken. However, if his sons defy me, leave my Torah, reject my ordinances, profane my laws, all then I will remember. Im yazu banav torati v'mishpatai yelo yelechun. Im chukati yichalelu mitzvotai lo shmoru ufakadati b'shevet pisham uvenagim avonam. If they forsake my Torah, if they break my statutes, then I will punish their transgressions with the rod and their iniquity with strokes. But nevertheless, God says, I will not revoke our covenant. I will not make myself into a liar, profane my covenant, change my promise, as it says, v'chazdi lo afir me'imo v'lo ashaker b'munati. I will not utterly go away from him. I will not let my faithful suffer. Lo achalel briti motzas v'tai lo shana. My covenant I will not break. Achat nishbati b'kotshi im l'david achazev. I made an oath, I will not, and I'll break it. Zaro l'olam yiriyah v'chisoch ha'shemesh negdi k'ireach ikon olam. His seed shall endure forever. It shall be established like the moon, like a faithful witness in heaven, Selah. But what happens if the nation intensely rejects and is repulsed by God and his laws? What if they forsake God's chosen, violate all norms? What if they cause their own army harm, break through their own barricades to allow the enemy to attack, allow their own property to be plundered? What if their actions make their enemies rejoice? What if they remove their own radiance and glory? In that case, it is not God forsaking his covenant, but the people themselves. Ve'ata zanachta v'timas hitabarta mishichecha. Ne'arta brita v'decha chilalta l'eretz nizreu paratzta kol k'derotav. Samta mitzarav mechita shusuhu kol ovrider chayacher palashchinav. Harimota yamin tzarav yismachta kol oivav. After Shiv Tsur Kherbo Velokimoti Milchama, Hishbata Mitaro Vichiso Laaretz Migarta Hiktsarta Yeme Alumo, Hetita Alav Bushasela. But you've cast off and rejected. You've been angry with your anointed. You've renounced the covenant of your servant. You've profaned the crown. You've broken down all the hedges. You've brought his fortresses to ruin. All the past now plunder. He's taunted by his neighbors. You've exalted the right hand of his adversaries. You've turned back the edge of his sword and have not made him stand in battle. You have made the brightness cease and cast his throne down to the ground. The days of the youth have shortened. You have covered them with shame. According to the covenant, the rules of reward and punishment, if the people reject God and their land and their king, there's no recourse, only destruction. Yet the psalmist still calls out to God, counting on his infinite mercy, and employs the prayer asking God to remember. How long, God, will you hide yourself forever? Shall your wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my time is for what nothingness you have created in the sons of men. Who is the man who lives and shall not see death? Shall he save his soul from the powers of Sheol Sela? Ayei chasadecha rishonim Adonai nishbat el David bemunatecha. Zchor Adonai cherpat avadecha seiti v'cheki kol rabim amim. Asher cherfu evecha Adonai, asher cherfu ikvot mishichecha. Lord, where are your former oaths? Where is your loving kindness? You swore to David, remember the disgrace of your servants, how I will carry the insults of all my people, with which your enemies have insulted. With which they have insulted the footsteps of your anointed. It doesn't seem fair to constantly call out to God, even after describing the insolence and intransigence of the nation. Shouldn't they get what they deserve? And yet the ever optimist and hopeful devotee still calls out and asks God to have mercy. He then calls out to God saying, remember your promises and your oaths of loving kindness. The psalmist never gives up. He never gives us. And maybe that's the lesson we need to learn, even in the direst of circumstances. even when we are completely responsible for our foibles and sins. Still, turn to God. Else, what is a nation for? The chapter ends with a call to bless God again and again, ending the third book of Tehillim, Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen V'Amen, blessed is the Lord forevermore, Amen and Amen. What have we seen in this third book of Tehillim? The book, which comprises only 17 psalms, Psalms 73 to 89, consists of 11 psalms from Asaph, four penned by the sons of Korach, one tefillah le David, one maskil of Heman the Ezrachi, and maskil Eitan the Ezrachi. The Asaph psalms focus on desperately calling out to God not to forsake, as well as thanking God for salvation. One of them gives us a history lesson of the Exodus and plagues. Others call for the final redemption, which began with Egypt. Others lament their world without proper justice, and where enemies of God proudly flout God and his nation. The Korach Mizmarim praise God in the land of Israel, focusing on God's attributes of kindness and truth and his capacity to bring the sinning people back to redemption. The final psalm of Eitan the Ezrachi speaks of the covenant made with the world and with David, king of Israel. It desperately tries to convince God to maintain his covenant even when Israel has rejected it. Ultimately, God is filled with kindness and truth, and Israel struggles to maintain that connection because of our flaws and desires. Nevertheless, we always come back to God. Blessed is God's name forever. Amen and amen.